Hey there, welcome to episode 33 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am delighted to have you here with me today. The month of November is Native American Heritage Month. Now, one of my very favorite episodes I've recorded so far on this podcast is an episode I did last year for the month of November. It's episode number 6 on musical instruments from Native American music. I consulted with my friend and former neighbor from when I lived in Montana, Dr. Shane Doyle, who is a member of the Crow Tribe. Dr. Doyle taught me so many cool things about Native music and opened my eyes and ears to some Native musicians and artists who I had not been familiar with and whose music I've come to love. So before we go on with today's episode of Busy Kids Love Music, I just wanted to give a little bit of a plug to that episode and encourage you to check it out if you haven't already. It's at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/6, and I'll link to it in the show notes for this episode as well. So, as I mentioned earlier, November is Native American Heritage Month. So, in today's episode, we are going to explore the music of Native American powwows. Powwow is technically any gathering of Native people, but among Native tribes, it is a cultural event that brings together diverse indigenous nations to sing, dance, honor traditions of their ancestors, and pass along these traditions from one generation to the next. Powwows specific to individual tribes existed long before European settlers came to the United States. But today, for this episode, we're going to focus on the music of modern-day powwows. Modern-day powwows are an intertribal and inclusive event, meaning that they're open to anybody who wishes to attend. Powwow music is an important and celebrated element of the 21st century powwow. Individual singers gather in a circle around a large drum and provide the music to which dancers move in cultural celebration of their heritage. Aspects of the music are different based on the location of the powwow. In the northern style of powwow, which takes place in the northern United States and Canada, music and dance styles include those from the Lakota, Dakota, and the northern plains peoples, such as the Blackfoot and Ojibwe. In northern style singing, the pitch will be higher, and songs have accented drum beats called honor beats that occur within the song. These beats are stronger, louder, and slower, and dancers acknowledge the honor beats in different ways, but often they indicate their appreciation for the creator's blessing by lifting a feather fan or raising a staff in the sky when the honor beats play. In the southern tradition of singing, which includes the Southern Plains tribes, the pitch of the singers is lower. Drumming is done by male tribal members in the southern tradition who play the drums while singing. Women stand in a circle around the men and join in the singing. Three accented drum beats introduce each verse of the song. Now, in both traditions, the powwow songs have very similar structure. There is a constant, steady drum beat and key phrases that are either words or syllables that echo the beat of the drum and are repeated throughout. Powwow powwows begin with a grand entry, a procession of dancers that bring together all the different tribes. They enter the dance circle by age and style of regalia. Regalia is the elaborate and beautiful outfits that are worn by the native dancers. As the dancers enter, a master of ceremonies, who's sort of like the MC of the powwow, explains traditions, guides the dancers, and helps viewers understand the program that is taking place. After the grand entry, a presentation of flags usually takes place, and a flag song plays, honoring traditional native, state, and American flags. Many tribes have their own flag songs that focus on veterans from within the tribe. They're sort of like a national anthem for each tribe. Want to encourage you to be sure to check out this episode's curated playlist on YouTube, which I've linked to in the show notes, because the powwow music and singing that you've heard throughout this episode has such incredible visual elements as well that you'll be able to see when you watch the videos from this playlist. You'll find that link in the show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/33. Again, that's busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/33. I have so enjoyed sharing a little bit about Native American powwow music with you in today's episode, and I hope that you'll join me again for more musical discoveries in 2 weeks on the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now. Hey, hi, 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 hi.